Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, friends and fans, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of The Theater of Tomorrow. Travis and I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning into our show, for all of your positive feedback, and of course, for your patience. It has been quite a while since our last episode, and we really want to continue with more Theater of Tomorrow soon, so stay tuned for further updates here and at MidnightDisease.net. In the meantime, we'd like to bring a bit of cheer to the end of the year with our first sequel to one of our short episodes from a while back. Please enjoy Hunter 2.
The Theater of Tomorrow!
Flash!
Ad-free, early access, and much more!
Flash!
Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden. Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends, space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Tomorrow.
Dr. Zini, we've been pushing through the brush for almost 7 hours now. We must rest.
No, Zazit, we're too close. Too close to stop.
Doctor, you've spent decades researching, accruing funds, scanning the globe. Surely you can wait another hour.
No, not even another second. My charts indicate that the creature will only be in the area for a short time. If we miss it here, we will have to wait another 14 years before the mountain horse resurfaces.
I know, Doctor. I'm familiar with your cryptozoological research. I seem to recall helping you write much of it.
Ah, my old friend, I am sorry. I haven't taught a class in years, yet I cannot help myself from lecturing.
Come, dear Doctor. Let's push on. Did you hear that?
The mountain horse. It is real. My God. My God. Come, Zazit.
Is it a voice?
Surely not.
Someone else is up here.
Maybe the mountain horse mimics human voices?
Lord, what is that?
That is indeed the mythic mountain horse. The local legends must be true.
Hey, hang on. I think we got some folks approaching.
Is that a robot?
You know it'd be back. Blasting up through the galaxy on every cryptid he sees. Zach Austin, the robot cryptid hunter.
Welcome back, cats and kittens. The Zach Tungsten Radio Cryptid Hunter Hour has just been hijacked by a couple of locals. Say hi, kids.
What?
Nice
shiny metal robot hunk, searching to confirm a debunk. Zach Thompson, the robot cryptid hunter.
Okay, chatterboxes, take one. So, I find this mountain horse, right? Like, half of this planet, Sprizzy. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Our planet is called Kongra.
Okay, well, let's name it close. Yeah, whatever. Half a planet, Krongo, has its crap in a bag over this magic mountain horse. And when I finally find it, it's just a normal stupid-ass horse.
Stupid-ass horse.
The Mountain Horse of Praga is our culture's oldest legend, dating back centuries of recorded... It's not a stupid-ass horse.
Super is chicken fizz.
Mm-ba-ba-ca.
This horse would have no way to evolve up on the mountains. There is no scientific reason for it not only to survive on the jungle mountains of Praga, but it's so rarely seen, it is believed it only comes out once every 14 years.
Your horse is magic, because it's hard to find on a mountain. Oh, holy man, poop. This place sucks.
I've spent my entire career searching for this animal. My whole life has driven me to this moment, and... Your crude assertions aside, this is a momentous occasion for me and all of academia.
Yeah, can't argue with that. Kind of like your style, Praga.
Zimi.
It's Zach.
No, Zimi is my name.
Not Praga?
Praga is the name of the mountain.
Okay, well, there you have it, folks. Everything here has a stupid name, and their best cryptid is hard to find horse. Praga nuts!
Salty
but the good news is, at least this bad boy is confirmed!
Cryptid!
What the...
Did you guys see that horse explode?
Exploding like my audience numbers are about to.
Nick? It's nickel-plated gold.
Oh, is that nickel plate?
Yeah.
You know it, hot
it's
sauce.
It's nickel-plated gold.
Look at it!
Okay, plate mates, so I think we can all agree that this prank was a success! Look at Zach's face! Look at it! He can't even believe the horse exploded! Did you know it was gonna explode? Zach, be honest, did you know?
No!
Hot sauce!
Blowing up a horse isn't a prank, alright dude? It's awesome, but it's not a prank.
Oh no, baby. That's just the boom boom cherry on my pranky sundae. See, I was the magic horse the whole time.
What?
Yeah. 300 years ago, I started dressing up like a horse to freak out the locals. I pop in every once in a while and do a booga booga for them. Then my plate mates ask me to trick you into coming to check me out because of your ghost hunter show. Prank success!
Yeah.
I debunk cryptids, Nick.
And it's fine.
Station check. Prank shows aren't funny. And your pranks are usually just exploding things. Dumb!
No, it's hilarious. I'm hilarious. Looking for goblins on other planets is for grade A class one sauceless nerds.
Whatever, Jag. Enjoy the extra exposure you clomped off of me.
Sure will. Thanks, boss.
Okay, so I guess the mountain cow was actually Nick in a costume for 300 years. So, kinda true.
Debunked.
Let's check in with the locals. Hey, cats. Oh, crap. They blew up. Hey, Dick, you blew up some locals!
What? Oh my god, awesome!
Jackass. Anyhoodle, don't worry about the stupid horse beeps and boops, because Zacky Tongs has got another cryptid to look into before we leave. This one is the milk-swarming fog, and it is supposedly living in the southern pole swamps of the planet... Prego? I forget. Anyway, let's go!
Okay, he's gone. The exploding horse prank went off like gangbusters, so make sure you share this video all over the connected tubes. Let's have a look at the replay. Oh! Oh, wow. That's so cool. Zach's on his way to the bottom of the planet to check on the milk-swarming fog. What he doesn't know is, there is is no milk-swarming fog. It's another classic nickel-plated prank. Hot-saw!
Please.
Oh, snap! One of the beef burritos survived the blast. Let's check in with it. Hey. Hey, you.
Doctor, see me.
No, honey. I'm Nick. You're on nickel-plated pranks. Say what up.
What? Dr. Zimi, alive?
No. Hang on. Yeah, he definitely blew up. Wait, can your species survive as little bloody chunks?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, then he died. No.
He lived long enough to realize his life's work. The mountain horse.
Nickel-plated gold.
What?
It was a prank horse, girlfriend. And now we're gonna blow up some fake swamp fog right in Zach's face.
My grandmother used to tell me stories about the milk fog.
Yeah, I've been working on this prank for a while now. A month of Sundays, at least. But if I'm not willing to put in a few standard galactic decades of work, then why would anyone watch? Slap them eggs and eat a sandwich. You know that expression, little bloody lady? Okay, she died. Yep, see you on the South Pole, plate mates.
Oh, yeah.
We're up on a spaceship. All right, bada-bam, boom. Here we are at the planet South Pole, which is somehow a muggy swamp. Ugh, this place sucks. I gotta be honest, I am not loving it. Let's hurry up and figure out this milk-swarming fog. Or whatever. If you watched my last episode, you'll remember the milk swarming fog is a shimmering, chattery form that comes at midnight and talks people into killing themselves. Pretty gnarly. But the chemical bags on this planet only live about 19 standard galactic years anyway, so
I have to see for short.
No. Don't let the fog talk you off that ledge, folks. You can make it! Hey! Oh. This smells.
Hello?
Hello? Milk fog?
Oh, no. You this woman, milk fog, you gonna trick me into killing myself.
No, you dumb dummy. My name's Zach Tungsten, and I am here to figure out if your cell-warming milk fog is an actual cryptid or just a bunch of hooey.
Why does you look so strange?
I'm a robot, friend. You are being broadcast to most of the living galaxy. You wanna say hi to anyone?
When I say hi to Zeke?
Yeah, baby, go for it.
Hey, Zeke! What do you want, Zammer? Hey, how you doing?
Okay, I guess. I hate the swamp.
So do I, Zeke. I like Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke talks too much. Wish the swarming fog would take him away.
Hey, nice and dark, my guy. What's your name?
Zammer,
I am Zach Tungsten. How'd you like to help me find out about this swarming milk fog once and for all?
Yeah, okay, whatever. Gotta get someone to watch the kids, though.
Gross. Kids, am I right?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Zeke!
What?
Watch your kids, I'm gonna go help a robot find a monster!
What?
Okay, let's go.
Zammer came to play! Alright, so you're a local, right, Zam?
Born and raised.
So, how do we find this fog?
You just go out in the swamp and it's supposed to find us. Only there's a great sadness that hangs on our every word like a dark flower petal.
You live in a swamp and have kids, so...
Oh yeah, I'm miserable. Let's go.
Zach and Zamba coming at ya, best friends.
So what we do if we find the fog?
We confirm that cryptid, baby.
Cryptid!
What if we don't find it?
Zambi boy, if I can't find it, it doesn't exist.
Debunked.
We keep singing that stuff.
It's just for the show, don't worry about it.
All right.
So, I've got my bait, a sad, sad local. And I've got my scanners looking for anything that doesn't conform to the normal matrix of the biosphere on this planet. If we get a ping, we're solid gold!
You know, you remind me a lot of an uncle I had.
Huh? How's that?
I used to get loaded and stumble into the woods looking for what he called stone frogs. Said if he found one, it cured bursitis.
Zammer, I am truly honored. Did he ever confirm his stone frogs as real?
No one knows for sure, but when my dad found his body, his stomach was full of rocks.
Ha! I like his style.
Daddy was never the same.
No doubt. Wait, shut up. Two for two? This, hims, hers, and others, is a tungsten first!
Great snakes. Is that it?
Oh, you betcha. What you are witnessing is the confirmation of the milk fog. I'm gonna go ahead and count this planet as a double confirmation cryptid location.
Confirmed.
Even though the first one turned out to be an exploding horse prank, because Daddy needs the clicks.
Yeah, the old exploding horse gag. That takes me back.
Shh. What's it saying?
Sounds like Oss. Think it's trying to say awesome?
Is that something the milk frog usually says?
How the hell should I know? Oh, it's saying sauce.
Sauce?
Definitely sauce.
Ah, no!
Oh, no! Confirm that, Tungsten!
Nick! Damn it! What is your malfunction?
I'll tell you what it is. Prank City! And guess who the mayor is?
Is it me?
Oh, baby, is it ever you? You are sitting pretty in Prank City Hall. But guess what else?
What, Nick?
There's a whoopee cushion in your chair. And that, plate mates, is a double prank.
Yeah.
How's the goblin hunt, Tungsten?
Bad, I guess. Are there any cryptid legends on this planet you didn't start?
Couldn't tell you. Don't know what that word means.
It's what I... Never mind. Zammer, baby, are there any other... Oh, great! You blew up Zammer!
Cold sauce.
Nick!
Zacky?
Nick, you have to stop crashing my show! This is a serious show about exploring the nature of what biological life considers real, and how that micro lens of civilization can help us determine what our own perception is, how we challenge the unknown by layering over it an impossible element that fantastically changes the way we look into the abyss, and ultimately how we see ourselves!
Maybe. But you know what your show is missing?
Don't.
A little hot sauce! Kaboom! I just pranked that whole city.
An explosion is not a prank!
And an exploding horse is not a goblin.
Cryptid!
I don't understand that word!
Heck!
Nerd!
Get off of my show!
You're on my show! You get off!
I will kick the ugly right off your face!
Looks like my mom already beat you to it.
That doesn't make sense! Crap, it's Zeke.
Boys are asking after you.
Who's Zammer?
That guy you blew up.
Uh-oh. Are we gonna get in trouble?
Shh!
Is that the cops?
I think you went off with them two robot fellas.
Run!
Robot fellas, stay right where you are.
Oh, God. Oh, Zammer. What have the robots done to you?
Okay, cats and kittens. Looks like the biobags on this planet are getting a little sick of us.
More like getting a little sauce of us.
Oh, God!
Try to confirm.
Join
the lava
me
whales
next time when I blow Zach's
the...
dumb lava
no,
whales
no!
and where he ever just sat.
You will
sat.
Not be on my next show.
That's right. You'll be on my next show.
No!
Okay, playmates, this is Nick.
What we got?
Ranking the locals is totally fine. Don't listen to robots who can't take a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's funny. That means it's a joke. Hot sauce.
Stop saying hot sauce.
Get your hands off my battery.
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of J.P. Karliak as Nickel Plate, Mark Whitten as Zach Tungsten, Dr. Zimi, Zazit, Zammer, and Zeke, and Kelly Ninaltowski as the Stupid Ass Horse! This has been the thrilling conclusion of Hunter 2!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.